Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. Tonight's the night that we just say praise God, because God has given us, He's given us the word again. We want to say thank you. Tonight's the night that we just come before our living God and thank Him for everything He's done for us and how He kept us, how He's shown us all the things and showed us how that the more we trust and believe in His word, the more we will find Him to be who He say He is. So I just want to let you know tonight that I am just rejoiced, even though it's a day that the world has said Martin Luther King, but we honor Dr. Martin Luther King when he was alive. In his presence, we believe that he's with Jesus. And he's up there right now looking down, and we want to thank you. And I pray, Father, that America will become an understanding of not to be what they think they want to be, but come to an understanding and know that you, God, are awesome. And besides you, there is no other brother. I want to thank you tonight. I love you. I want to thank you. I want to love you. I want to adore you. And I want to magnify your name. Thank you once again. Once again, I said thank you. I said thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And I give you the praise and I give you the glory. Tonight's the night, Father. Tonight that in the month of 2015, on this particular day, that you have ratified, mortified, brought us a closer walk through Jesus Christ. I want to say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hello there, Sonia.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm blessed. How you doing?
Oh, blessed as well.
Well, praise the living God. Well, I know God got a lot. I know the plate you ready to hit it and run hard. Go ahead and do what God has put on your heart. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you tonight. We give you all the praise. And we ask you, Lord God, let your will be done. Speak through our vocal cords and think through our minds. Give us a word from you and let us, Lord God, speak your words and your words only. Father, we just surrender ourselves as living sacrifices, and we ask you to have your way. Take over this radio program. Take over my voice, Dr. Hunter's voice, and any other voices
yes.
that come on this radio. We bind
yes.
the work of the enemy from speaking through this airway, and we just praise you, O God, that you are all-powerful, almighty God, and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well,
Amen.
This is a wonderful day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes, please. Hallelujah.
Let us be glad and rejoice in it. We're still talking about the name of God, the names of Jesus. And takes us tonight over to Isaiah 9 and 6. And we want to look at this coming straight off of Emmanuel, God with us, because what's right here in Isaiah 9 and 6 are descriptive names that have been assigned to Jesus to give us insight into his character and his mission.
Yes.
And it says in Isaiah 9 and 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Now, we take a look at this. God, this is a prophecy of Jesus, and
yes.
we thank God for it.
The
Redeemer himself had to be a man born of a woman
born
to fulfill
woman.
The prophecy and meet God's demands.
And
as we look at these names, and we're going to go through all of them right now, but that government should be on his shoulders. It means that the authority to rule, the right to be sovereign of all the world, all the earth.
Yeah.
And we just praise God. His plan was the best plan, and his plan is the blessed plan. And we give him the glory for it.
Let's
start to take a look at these names, these descriptive names, looking at Wonderful Counselor. You know, that is just awesome. His perspective as a Wonderful Counselor, he has unlimited resources. His experience includes a lifetime on earth during the same trials and temptations we face, who could be better qualified to offer us guidance and direction? Wonderful
yes.
counselor.
We look
at this day's Bible, too. Wonderful in the Hebrew is pele, a miracle. Marvelous, wonderful. Wonderful, the marvelous things. And then counselor, ya'at, advise, consult, to deliberate, guide. This name expresses the idea that he is the supreme counselor, the one who is qualified to give counsel and advice to all created beings. Amen?
Amen.
You know, it's something that we have everything we need in God. That's the wonderful counselor. So if there's anything we need counsel on, God got it. God got it. And that's just the bottom line. And this is who Jesus is, wonderful counselor, the mighty God. He is called the mighty God. In Hebrew, that's Gibor, powerful, mighty, strong, champion, chief, and almighty, the strong one. It literally means the mighty, almighty of the conquering God, one of many places where the Messiah is called God is right here.
Yes.
Mighty God. Amen? Mighty
Amen.
God. Jesus never failed. He is faithful. All power of creation stand behind him. His promise to provide and to care for us. This is mighty God. You know, he has the power to raise a dead man from the grave.
Yes.
He has the personal power to keep himself from getting ahead of the Father. You know, he didn't even run to his friend Lazarus when he died. You know, he could keep that might under control. You know, he was controlled strength and power. He turned two crackers and then some sardines into lunch for thousands of people.
Yes.
Two fish and five loaves. Yes.
Yes.
He calmed the sea just by saying peace. This is might. Might is more than strength. Might is the ability to use strength strategically. Amen? For the good of others. Amen. That's getting me excited.
Amen.
Mighty God. Mighty God. The everlasting Father. That's
the
next one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now get me going on this stuff. The everlasting Father. This is the Father of eternity. The planner of the ages. The Father of all times is in Hebrew 1 and 2. It does not mean that Jesus, the Messiah, is the one known as God, the Father, the first person of the divine Trinity, for he is another person. But he is Almighty God.
Almighty God.
He is the Messiah. He is the wonderful counselor, the mighty God. The everlasting Father.
My God.
And the next one goes straight into Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. And, you know, that peace is something, you know, that we really need and humanity desperately wants. And we look for peace in everything. We look for peace in drinking, relationships, and drugs. But here is the Prince of Peace.
Yes. My God.
You see all these people. You can just turn on CNN now. They're somewhere that they're trying to negotiate peace. They pay for peace. And they still don't have peace because we still go to war. And go to war to try to get peace. But Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
Yes,
amen. 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 And this Prince of Peace, he is the peace. He is the definition of peace.
Yes.
You know? And most of the people think that peace is the absence of conflict, but Jesus is so much more. He promises peace that transcends our circumstances. It invades the inevitable conflicts that naturally arise in a sinful world.
My Lord. It makes
perfect sense to be at peace when all is well, but Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace, promises us a peace that transcends all understanding. And we see that in Philippians 4 and 7. Peace that transcends all understanding.
Peace. My God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, Jesus, you know, when we were in John 14, he said, my peace I give. Not as the world give it. And let not your heart be troubled. See, when we believe on Jesus as Lord, we can go through any situation at
any situation. At peace.
Because we know who is holding us up.
Yes.
We know who is going to bring us through on this earth, and we know who has us for eternity.
Amen.
And see, that's where the peace comes in, is we are not going along unknowingly. You know, we know where we're going.
Yes.
We don't have to be afraid about the future. He's got the past, the present, and the future. He is the God of peace.
He is.
And, you know, even through the situations and circumstances, he gives us a word for that, something to stand on and believe him, because he can change and transform any situation.
Yes.
You know, we've seen that many times with the two fishes and the four loaves of bread. He transformed that situation. Those disciples going across the lake, he transformed that situation, speaking to the waves and the wind.
Yeah.
When he spoke to Peter, get on out the boat. Peter got out the boat and started sinking because he was looking at the waves and the wind, and Jesus grabbed his hand. Anything we go through, he can get us through.
He can get us through.
And he said that he give us all power and authority over the enemy. And trample on the serpents and scorpions, and nothing by any means shall harm us. We have our answer out of every situation on this earth, and then he's got us in eternity. And then he's paid the price for our sins, past, present, and future. Now, what else can you ask for?
My God.
We done hit the lottery. And the Prince of Peace covered everything. So we might as well calm down and carry on. You know, they got some fans talking about calm down and do this and do that. No, we can calm down and carry on. Because we got the Prince of Peace covering.
We got.
And when he say peace be still, he is peace that's being still.
My God.
And all we need to do is be still and know.
Be still
that's and why these names are so important, because that's what we need to know. We need to know the names of God and what they mean.
Yeah.
We need to be still, and we need to know. And that knowing is starting to show ourselves approved. I'm speaking to myself now. I got to step on my own feet.
Likewise.
We got to study to show ourselves approved. We got to know. We can't live this world. We can't do this world. We can't. This world cannot come alive in us unless we know.
That's it. Got to know the word. Got to know.
And then we got to tell everybody. When we go into all the world, we got to preach the gospel. That's good news, the Prince of Peace. That's good news right there.
That's good news. Hallelujah.
So see, they shooting themselves in the head because they ain't got no peace.
My God.
I was in the store buying a product the other day. The man said, well, this woman the famous lady that discovered this hair gel stuff, she shot herself in the head on Christmas Day. Now, she got all this money. She got all this money, but she ain't got no peace.
No
peace. And see, peace is just this simple. The Prince of Peace is right here.
Right here.
See, that's what it's all about, that peace. You know, and he is the Prince of Peace. People doing all kinds of stuff because they don't have peace, or because they need peace, or because they want peace, or they seeking peace.
Talk.
This is the Prince of Peace, and that's what we need to tell the people when we preach this gospel.
Amen.
We need to tell them who Jesus is. We need to tell them that I know the Prince of Peace, and he's got the peace that you're looking for.
Yes.
You ain't got to go and do the things you've been doing to try to find peace. You don't have to go smoke that. You ain't got to drink that. You ain't got to lay that.
No. Oh, my God.
What I just described in Isaiah 9 and 6 can get us out of any situation.
Yes.
And that's who Jesus is.
He is
the wonderful counselor.
He is.
And he is that to me. He is that to you, and he is that to all who will believe and call on the name of the Lord tonight. He'll do it right now. Wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father. You know, if you are orphan, it don't matter. Hold on one second for me.
Okay. Peace of God that passes all understanding. There is no peace like God's peace. And that's what we tell the world.
Amen. He is that force tonight. He is that mighty God. He is that everlasting Father. He is that Prince of Peace.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I know it wasn't long, but that's what I got tonight, sir.
Well, I tell you, you know what? You have blessed us, and I want to thank God for it. Because I know the day is going to be. I've been in prayer all day for God to do something, and God is purposely doing it. And I want to say to the listeners out there, what she has said tonight, if you know the Isaiah 9 and 6, you will know that the government is on its shoulder. The government we have is no good. It's a temporary government. But not the way you said that latter part, the Prince of Peace. My. Well, we got the Prince of Peace. So we just going to make a note to somebody out there that knows Jesus. We just give you an opportunity to come to know Jesus. You can accept him as he is, because the world we live in, the world is coming to a close. Here we are calling on the name of Jesus. So tonight we want to thank God for the little children, for the big children, for what's going on in the world. And we want to thank God once again. So the Lord bless you and keep you until I meet again, okay?
Amen.
God bless.
God bless you, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Cousin Deborah here. Thank you. Praise the Lord, every God. I want to give God thanks tonight by just saying, I will sing your praise, for you've done such a marvelous thing. Yet my soul you have redeemed. No one else could do it. No one could care half as much. Yet you found my soul worth it. So you gave your only son. God is going to show us. Joy is on the way. We can make it. Joy comes to us.
time we live and move and have our being. And apart from you, we are nothing. We're like the deer that pants after the water. So our souls long after thee tonight. It's our heart's cry tonight as we stand in your presence that you will begin to breathe within us. Oh, breathe. Thank you.
I'm wiser.